No, of course English people are good at cooking. But I think maybe what you mean is they don't have a very recognisable national cuisine, which I suppose is true. Although if you go back into the Victorian and earlier eras of England, you'll see that they do have very hearty meat and two potatoes and pies and puddings kind of cooking. Elizabethan, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very difficult to define British food and British cuisine. But there are lots of very, very fine cooks and chefs in England who cook. And they're particularly good because they cook cuisine from all over the world, just as you've demonstrated with Gordon Ramsay. They can cook Italian, French, Asian, you know, Middle Eastern, all kinds of different cuisines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you can have a fantastic meal of cuisine from anywhere in the world in England.
Yeah, it's a myth and it's a stereotype that English food is bad. And it's a myth that's perpetuated by people who go to England expecting the cuisine to be the same shape as the cuisine in their country. I mean, people from other countries where, for example, in France or Italy or wherever else, they have their own cuisine, which is very clearly defined, and they go to the UK and expect to see the same thing. UK cuisine, which is distinct from cuisine in other parts of the world and is easy to find in restaurants. But also what happened, and that's not the case, as my mum has said, that we have, you know, we cook well, but we include dishes from other countries. And another thing that happens is people go to the UK and they go to parts of London, the touristy areas, and they go to whatever, like Leicester Square or some other touristy destination, and they eat the food in restaurants there. Mm. And that's not the right food. That's bad food.
There is definitely some bad food in England, of course there is, but there's bad food in France, and I'm sure there's bad food in Italy, bad food anywhere.